Hey, this is Tiffany Thiessen, and this is what I wore when I had my very first fairy tale red carpet.
Welcome to What I Wore When, a production of Glamour and iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Perry Samitin. Each week, I'm sitting down with a woman I find fascinating to talk about what she wore during a pivotal moment in her life. We're using the power of style to tell the stories you haven't heard. In March 2016, at 8:31 p.m., I tweeted the following. I really, really wish I were friends with Tiffany Thiessen. I have no idea what made me put that out into the world at that very moment, but I can tell you that it's totally true. I feel like there are very few people on TV I can truly say I've grown up watching and still care about. Tiffany is one of them. I've always just gotten a good vibe from her, and I was curious to hear about what it's like playing two iconic roles, Kelly Kapowski on Saved by the Bell and Valerie Malone on Beverly Hills 90210, my favorite show. I was also excited to hear about her new role on the Netflix show, Alexa and Katie. Before our chat, we spoke on the phone to go over what outfit she would be talking about, and I was definitely surprised by her pick. Tiffany wanted to talk about what she wore to a red carpet premiere that she described as a fairy tale. It was for her first big movie, Hollywood Ending, and she was handpicked to be in the film by Woody Allen. This gave me pause. The filmmaker has been accused by his adopted daughter, Dylan Farrow, of sexual abuse, which Allen has denied. Since the accusation, several stars have vowed never to work with him. For Tiffany, though, the moment in question was more about going from being a TV star in teen shows to having a movie star moment and being dressed by one of the most well-known designers in the world. From the second she walked in, I could tell my instincts were right. She seemed down to earth, friendly, and honestly really nice. I might even want to be friends with her more now than I did in 2016. Here's our conversation. So I'm going to ask you what I ask everybody, which is, what are you wearing right now?
Being I'm a very true California girl, even though I've lived in other places, but I think a sixth generation California girl. It's always jeans, t-shirt. Possibly a jacket if it's a little cooler out, and it's either flip-flops or tennis shoes. So I'm wearing Smythe, and it's actually an old one that I've had for a long time, a James Pierce t-shirt. I have on these, I just got them. I really like a mossy vintage jeans and a really cool Italian tennis shoe company called Leather Crown. They're kind of like Golden Goose a little bit.
Love them.
Yeah, they're really cool.
So you're comfortable in your everyday life.
Like, oh my comfort gosh, is I'm important. A mom of two kids. Right. Yes. And if I'm, you know, either shooting on set, which a lot of times, you know, I've been doing Alexa and Katie for the last couple seasons, and you're on set all day rehearsing and you want comfortable shoes, and I'm not a spring chicken anymore. So it's all about comfort too. So.
And because the name of the podcast is What I Wore When, you're going to talk about what you wore when you had a particularly pivotal moment in your career.
Yes, very much. It's one of those almost fairy tale sort of way back when flashbacks that I can remember almost like a picture. But even more than a picture, it was a lot of feeling, a lot of... It was a big, big, big moment. I was going from, you know, doing a few movies and stuff, but mostly TV. And I actually got cast in a Woody Allen film. Going back from the very beginning when I got the call to even fly to New York, because I was living in LA, of course, and flying to New York to actually audition for the role. And ended up getting a part in the movie, doing the movie, which was a great experience. I know he's, you know, controversial, of course, but...
What year was this?
Oh, gosh. This was probably 90s, I would say. Late 90s, 2000? No, maybe 2000, I would say. Yeah. Probably early 2000, I'd say. I think after 40, just kind of... Everything kind of mushes together. Yeah,
they all run together.
Yes, totally. Either that or just, you know, you don't really ever recover from baby brain after two children. I have to write everything down. Being on set, I've done it a million times. So those weren't the moments that I remember. It was when I got the call, actually, that the movie was going to open Cannes. And he was wanting a few of the actors from the movie to go. And I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of big. You know, I, of course, have seen many clips and videos and footage and photos of, you know, beautiful, big, amazing actresses that I've looked up to my whole entire life. And here I'm getting to kind of have that moment a little bit. And then it just kind of escalated even more and more where I got a call that Giorgio Armani wanted to dress me. And, you know, that was huge. I mean, huge. So, I still have the card of him signing, you know, with my outfit that was put into my dressing, you know, into my hotel room, getting dressed, saying, I know how beautiful you're going to look tonight. And he had flowers. And, you know, it's just one of those moments as a girl, especially, I think, in this business that was pretty, you know, pretty significant.
What did you wear?
I wore this very, like, light sort of chiffon-y dress, thin straps. It was definitely very low cut in the front. This was the days that I could wear something without a bra. and it was kind of like a tie-dye sort of feel to it. It had a lot of pinks and purples. It was very fairy tale. I mean, the whole thing, I truly felt like Cinderella. I mean, in a weird way, but you know, I think growing up with two brothers, you know, I was the only girl in the family besides my mother, and I was very girly. As much as I was also very, you know, boyish in a lot of ways, you know, but I loved dressing up. And so I felt very much like kind of that Cinderella moment of being dressed in this beautiful dress by an amazing designer that you, you know, of course, loved and admired. For him, he is all, you know, he always captured women definitely having a feminine side, but also very strong. And that's what I loved about him. And I felt very much both those things on the red carpet.
Did you just get a phone call blindly saying, you
to
know,
come in and audition?
To come
for
in
it?
And audition.
Oh, yeah. I got a call. I was actually shooting Beverly Hills 90210 at the time. And I got a call that there was a part that he wanted me to specifically go in and audition for. I didn't know anything about it. It was, you know, the way he does films, they're very secretive. And I got sides are like, you know, your audition piece, you know, the scene that you're going to be doing or two. I got it probably 20 minutes before the audition.
Wow.
That was it. And initially I was actually auditioning for the girlfriend in the movie. This was the movie Hollywood Ending. And I ended up being a little too young, which I totally agreed with. So I didn't get that role, but he actually ended up putting me into another role. And I play like basically the lead actress in the movie that he's directing in the movie.
And how was working with him?
It was great. I, you know, he is very quiet. Our days were never longer than probably 9 hours. He was very much someone who likes to work from like 9 to 5. He knows exactly what he wants. You can tell he's very much that person who has it all in his head, like the pictures in his head. I remember actually rehearsing more with his stand-in more than anything, who was like, basically, he could be his brother. They looked a lot alike. They were almost the same size, you know, kind of had the same mannerisms because he was always behind the camera really making sure the shot was exactly what he wanted.
And I'm curious now, mm-hmm. just like at this stage where we are in the world,
yeah,
but
course,
in your life,
yes.
Are you proud to have a Woody Allen movie on your resume?
I do, because my feeling and how, and my experience, my personal experience, and I know that's not for everybody, but my personal experience was nothing but positive.
Would you work with him again?
You know, it's hard. My gut would be like, my heart would say, yes, of course, it was a great experience before. Why wouldn't I do it again? But it's interesting. I think our world right now is very sensitive, which I understand as a woman and also having a daughter and all those things. I've had experiences that aren't so great. So it's a hard, I think it all depends. I don't know. That's a hard question to really answer.
So how did you feel that day when you were going to Cannes? You're in this like, amazing, you know, designer Did you do the whole like canned steps and all the paparazzi was like taking your photo? Like, how did you feel?
I remember actually even before that, I had gotten on the plane to go and Sharon Stone was also going as well. So she was literally sitting in the seat right before me.
Oh,
and she goes, "Are you going?" And I said, "Yes." She goes, You were in that Woody Allen film." And I said, I am. She goes, "Piece of advice." And she gave me all these really fun, very, you know, womanly, you know, sort of advice, you know, statements about what it's like literally walking onto those red steps that are so, so famous. She goes, "It's overwhelming, I will tell you." She goes, "Your heart is going to race like crazy."
Did yours?
Absolutely. It's a sea of photographers. I mean, nothing compares to even being at some huge premiere or whatever. Nothing compares to that when I turned around, because you walk up and then you turn around and then all you see at the top of the stairs, and here I am sitting with, you know, Woody Allen and a few other actors from the movie. It's just a sea of photographers and flashes.
Do you feel like, real talk, like when you were in that moment, were you like, "Holy shit, like I'm famous"? Or were you like,
"No, this is more so like, weird. Holy crap, this is crazy"? I mean, I felt very out of body experience, sort of, you know, because I, you know, coming from a very just like, in my opinion, very normal, kind of real. I grew up in Long Beach. I, you know, went to normal school. I didn't go to private school. Like, we didn't have a lot of money. It was very surreal, super surreal. I mean, it's not that I hadn't had fame before then, because, you know, I had two very popular shows for young kids and teenagers. I had Saved by the Bell and 90210, and I had toured all over the world. You know, so I had those like very rock star moments where we're like booking, you know, tons and thousands of kids coming. But this was different. This was me like jumping the other side of it a little bit.
It's like a grown up moment.
It's a grown up. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. It was a grown up moment.
You grew up in Long Beach, California.
Yeah.
So a lot of the other women on the show, I'm very interested in hearing about how they dressed when they were teenagers and what they were into. But I feel like with you, it's a little bit different because you worked. I mean, you were a working actor from, I mean, how old were you when you started?
Like, I mean, I started modeling when I was about 8 or 9 and also doing commercials. And then my first big break, really, I mean, I had done some TV beforehand, but little guest stars stuff. And like I said, a lot of commercials, but my first big break was really Saved by the Bell.
So. And you were young. How old were you when you got that show?
I was just turned 15.
That's crazy.
I was a kid. I was a baby.
But like, I think of you in that show and I think of the character's style.
Of course.
Which is like, which was very different for me. And I'm wondering,
I was so
how's,
not that.
Yeah. What were you into? Like,
I was much more, I was not a person who usually wore a lot of bright colors and floral. And, you know, if you would look at like past pictures of me, like me going out myself, it was, you know, of course they're all back now, but the 90s, you know, Levi's and the very simple crop tops and t-shirts, and pretty much how I dress now,
right.
You know, truly that's how I dressed offset. But, you know, she was much more of a bigger character, you know, the popular cheerleader. And, you know, I had to dress that very much that way. And not that I felt uncomfortable, but it was definitely a little bigger than who I was, for sure.
I sometimes watch that show now on reruns, and I'm always, the clothes are cute. And a lot of them do look like they could be sold like a cool store. Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
It's so funny.
But I look at some of the clothes, especially that Kelly wears, and it's a lot of it's like really tight.
Oh, super tight.
Like a lot of like really body con clothes. I was wondering, like, were you comfortable with that? Or are you just like, whatever?
You know, I think for my body, you know, I was comfortable for a certain part of it. And then as I started, you know, my body started changing like later teens, you know, I got closer to like 17, 18. That's when I started noticing my body changing a little bit. And I think that's for anybody, that's a huge thing to be going through puberty and, you know, all the sort of body things that you do at that age while you're getting put on TV. Yeah, very much. I'm not going to lie and say that I didn't struggle of like trying this diet to make sure I was a certain, you know, and I didn't always stay tiny. My body's very different than it was when I was a teenager, and it changed, you know, a lot in my early 20s. And it kept changing.
When you noticed that it started changing, were you ever encouraged by people that you worked with to like try diets? Or is that something that you were just like, I'm going to do for myself?
There was no specific person. You know, my mother was never that person at all. I think it was more a self-seeing one thing in the mirror maybe and being like, I could lose a few pounds. But I was always very athletic. I was a dancer since I was little. So exercise was always such a huge part of, you know, of my daily routine. And I knew that had a lot to do with it too. But it's funny that you say that because I started traveling a lot for the show. And I was going to Europe and you know, traveling all over through the States with Mark Paul and doing autograph signings and, you know, mall tours and all this kind of stuff that, you know, food, I always loved food. And I grew up in a family that, you know, we celebrated with food and, you know, have family dinners and all of that kind of stuff. So dieting was one thing I hated it because I like to eat.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I love dieting. Right, like it's the worst.
I know it's horrible. It's so horrible. And my love of food just like went crazy as I started traveling, you know, to other countries. And so, you know, it was more, I think, just trying to constantly tell myself that, you know, you exercise, you're healthy. It's like, try not to be so hard on yourself, you know, which is hard. It's hard to do when people are taking pictures of you and people are saying, oh, it looks like she's put on, you know, some weight. And
that must be, I mean, I can't even imagine. And you're so young.
All the time. Like all the time they would say something.
Would that affect you?
Oh, I'm sure it did. I'm sure those were the moments that I would probably say to myself, I need to stop eating, you know? Not that I ever, again, I never had a very hard time with it, you know? I never had like big issues with it, but I definitely know it probably affected my brain and my heart, you know, in some ways. But again, it always went back to as long as I was exercising and trying to be healthy and all that, then I felt pretty okay.
So when you started realizing that you were, you know, getting successful mm-hmm. and started making money that was your own, mm-hmm. was there ever anything that you were like, you know what, like, I'm going to go buy this, you know, X $1,000 bag? Or like, was there like a fuck it purchase kind of? Like,
I mean, there was definitely a couple. I remember the very first thing when I started making a little bit of money on Saved by the Bell was my very first car. I remember my parents were like, just get a used car. And I'm like,
no,
like a brand new spanking shiny black. And I remember it was like a Honda Prelude. And I thought I was the coolest thing in the whole entire world. And I even had a phone in it, which was the size of my purse.
Oh, I got a car phone.
Do you remember those that you like literally carry around? I thought I was pretty, I thought I was pretty special. So I remember that being a very big moment of purchasing something big all on my own, you know, and I was young, you know, I was like 16, 17. And then as I got older, I remember buying, my first luggage set, Yves Saint Laurent, which I still have, by the way.
I was going to say, I hope you still have that.
I still have it because I have a daughter. Yep. I still have it. And then I remember
That's chic. Like that's
right?
Yes.
I mean, I still have the train case. Like it's pretty special.
Like that's a good purchase.
Yeah. Even though you can't take those really anywhere.
No.
I mean, you can't do liquids, but I remember like I loved it. And then I also remember I got very much, into Gucci, everything Gucci. Like I was infatuated with Gucci.
Like bags,
shoes, clothes, shoes, all of it. I was at that Gucci store a lot in Beverly Hills. Yeah.
Are you still a fan of?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
Labels?
I think I'm more practical, you know, I pick and choose and I like actually having a mixture of things that I have no problem saying that I bought at Target to, you know, a jacket that I spent something, you know, nice on at Barney's. You know what I mean? Like, I like that. And I like that that's kind of where fashion's gone.
Do you consider yourself a shopper?
I was more of a shopper when I was younger. Do I shop now? Yes. And do I shop mostly online? Yes.
What do you shop for? Clothes?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it depends. And if I have an event to go to, if I'm not getting dressed by, you know, a stylist, or if it's just, you know, I shoot a lot at my home because I do a lot of lifestyle work, you know, with my cookbook and all that kind of stuff. So, but it's more practical stuff. It's more like I had a girls' weekend last weekend and I'm sure I probably had one more glass of wine at lunch that I should have. And I bought this purse. And Tori was like, nice purse. Where'd you get that? I was like, I think I got it Saturday.
Yes. Where? So when you're shopping online, like where do you normally, if you're going to buy yourself like a nice purse, like where do you browse? What stores?
Purses I generally buy in person though. I don't think I've ever bought a purse online. Purses, it's more of a, because it's not all the time, you know, it's more season for me. Mm-hmm. So it's more clothes and my kids. I buy most of their stuff online, you know. And it depends. I mean, it's Shopbop, it's Intermix. It's like, it's all the easy ones that are apps on my phone.
Do you ever look back at like yourself on television and say, I really loved that outfit?
Yeah.
Do you ever have those moments?
Yeah, I mean, so many of them right now I'm having because it's that 90s like sort of look is so in right now.
And I feel like Saved by the Bell, your character had a very specific look. And then 90210 also, those outfits, when I rewatched.
90210 is much more my style.
And it's so, I mean, mm-hmm. It couldn't be more right now though. Like, so especially right Val's character. Yeah, she was always in like the vintage Levi mm-hmm. with like the white t-shirt that was just cropped enough.
Mm-hmm. The baby doll tee.
Like it's timeless. Do you remember? Yeah, of course.
And the baby doll tees over the slip dresses. Yes. Like that was huge. I have quite a few slip dresses. I still have some of the boots that I wore a lot on that show because they were my personal boots. I still have them.
Do you?
Literally still have them. Yeah.
Like combat-y boots?
Yep.
I remember.
Yep.
I remember.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They zip up on the side. I went to a 90s party and actually wore it with my slip dress. It was great.
Yeah. I do that show in particular. I feel like a lot of the styles of all the characters don't look particularly dated.
No, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. One of the actresses that plays my daughter on Alexa and Katie, every day she walks in and I'm like, I wore that. I wore that 20-some years ago. It's so funny.
When you were doing 90210, did you get to have sort of a say in what the character wore? I mean, yes, your boots, but...
Yeah, they were definitely very much wanting all of us to feel very, very comfortable in what we were wearing. You know, when I first started the show, I was going on to a show that was already very established. And there was, you know, actresses that had a certain sort of say in what, you know, was kind of happening with everybody else as well. So it was a little bit of a struggle at first. But, you know, my mother taught me a long time ago that, you know, just smile and be grateful and, you know, it'll all work out. And it's true. Like I never took it to heart, you know, and I knew, you know, my character and myself and all of that would find my way on that show. And I did. And I stayed almost 5 seasons, you know.
Did you like doing that show?
I did. It was definitely a tough first season when I first came on. Like I said, it was going into a very tight knit.
Yeah, that was super hard. At a height where that show was so popular.
Yes. But my only in, truly, which helped a ton, was that I was literally dating Brian Austin Green at the time.
Right. That's right. I did.
So it was very helpful, at least with the guys, that I was...
You had a friend, basically.
I had a friend, you know, like I was, you know, we were dating. I think we were dating for almost a year at that point.
Is that weird, dating somebody that you work with?
It got weird at sometimes because I was playing a character that was, you know, not with one person.
Right. But nobody was on that show.
No, true. Well, but nobody else had a boyfriend on the show either.
Exactly. So.
But, you know, and yes, we were young and sadly our, you know, relationship went through a lot of ups and downs. But he's a great guy, actually. Very nice guy.
Are you still friends with people from that show?
A few. Jason. I'm definitely still friends with Jason and his wife. We talk, you know, quite often, actually. Just talked to his wife a couple days ago. And that's pretty much about it. Sometimes I see Ayn out and about, but that's pretty much about it. I don't really talk to anybody else.
Mm-mm. I love that show so much.
I know lots of people do.
Like,
yeah.
I'll explain more later, but I have a real connection with that show.
I do. No, a lot of people, look, I get the nostalgia of it all. You know, like, I think that's what people were excited about when, you know, the new version of that show came out.
Yeah.
They were excited.
Some worse, I think.
Yeah, I heard.
I mean, I think people were excited, but they were also like, what the hell? Like, why? Why does this need to happen?
I mean, look, I'm more of a girl that likes the classic and the original, but
I feel like everything gets rebooted now. And
that's exactly what I said the other day. I'm like
everything.
I know because they're doing a Saved by the Bell, you know, reboot as well.
Are you involved?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
From your perspective, why do studios feel like they need to keep rebooting things? Like, what is the reason?
Because they don't have enough content?
I guess.
Original?
I guess.
Which is strange to me because, in my opinion, there's so much content out there. Like, so much. You know, working for Netflix for the last couple of years, it's like, it's hard for me to even navigate sometimes Netflix because there's so much on there. But it's amazing at the same time. Like, I'm in a mood for an amazing documentary. My husband and I watched one last night and it's great. But I don't know why there's so much rebooting. I'm not sure.
After 90210, when you did White Collar, mm-hmm. your style on that show was very different, I think, than yes. what people were used to seeing you in.
I was playing more of a
conservative,
grown up. Much more conservative, much more grown up, much more. They wanted me to be more of a woman who's lived in New York for a while and doesn't have kids, even though I actually got pregnant with my daughter the first season. So
it's like workwear.
Workwear,
like,
yes.
Like elevated workwear.
Right.
But well, I'm kind of into
that. For a while, they didn't know what she was doing for a living. And actually, it was my idea to have her as an event planner, because that's kind of a cool thing I thought for New York, you know? But for, I think the first season for a while, you didn't know what she was doing for a living.
So I'm curious about what you wear when you're not working.
It's jeans and t-shirts.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, come 5 o'clock, the bra comes off. So
yeah.
And the glass of wine is poured.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like truly, like I've always been pretty simple. Pretty simple. I've never been overly trendy. I've never been, I always felt, not that I don't like to, if someone dresses me that way, you know, and I feel like it could be fun, but it's not an everyday for me. I'm not an overly trendy person.
Is your daughter into fashion?
She's just starting to. Yes, very much.
In what way?
She's putting her outfits together. She's actually really good at it.
Really?
She's really good at it. And she's still taking my advice, which I love. Because I know that's not going to be forever.
No.
She just got her ears pierced over the summer, which
was
a big deal. I'm 9.
Oh my God. I think that's how old I was when I got my ears pierced too.
I think I was 10, but I know things are starting a little earlier these days. But it's, you know, for her right now, she's at that age where the very start of puberty is, you know, the talk is starting to happen and she's starting to see some of her girlfriends kind of start to go through it. So she's very aware of body and changes and, you know, the boy, girl and all that kind of stuff. So it's crazy. My husband just is not having, he's just like, let me know when I need to come in and have the talk. But, you know, I know this is definitely more your side. And I was like, you know, it'll come from both of us. But, you know, she's starting to ask questions. But fashion wise,
has she developed a little bit of her own style?
I think she takes after me. Like she's very much, you know, having a brother. She's got a lot of boy cousins. She's very athletic. You know, she is not scared at all. I mean, she's been climbing trees since she was little and, you know, loves to bike ride. And, you know, she was literally jumping off places before she could even walk. I mean, that's the kind of girl she is, which is very much kind of, I felt like how I was when I was little, having two brothers. So she loves to put on a dress, but it's for a certain moment. Her everyday is very much jean shorts, t-shirt. You know, she'll have like a sweater, a jacket over, and she's tennis shoes all the way. Her school actually doesn't allow them to wear anything else but tennis shoes, but and then when we're home, I'm very much about, I like everybody being barefoot. I want people to be a little more grounded. We go outside.
What do you like spending money on? Like maybe outside of clothes,
dinners,
right?
Yeah, dinners. Dinners and wine.
Like restaurants.
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
I probably spend the most on that and travel for sure. More than clothes.
Where's the last place you've traveled to?
I was just in New York last week, but that was for work. The last place for fun, Santa Barbara. And then before that, we were in Italy. We love to travel.
Do you feel like your style ever changes when you travel? Because I feel like mine does. Like
yours does?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if I was going, you know, my dream is to do Italy, like coastal.
Yes.
Like, yes, my style,
I would
certainly like play the role.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. I have a girlfriend who does that and she does it so well. And I don't feel like I do it as well, but I definitely, you know, I definitely picked up moments knowing that I was going to be in Italy, knowing that I was going to be in a beautiful wedding outside and in Tuscany, of course. Yes.
What did you wear?
I wore this dress that I still am obsessed with. And I'm like thinking like, where am I going to wear it again? It was a mustard yellow. I felt very much the part, if you want to say. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it. Bright red lips. It was awesome.
Love.
Yeah. It was great.
An Italian moment.
Yeah. It was an Italian moment. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you find that the way your career has sort of evolved, that your personal style at all has evolved?
I feel like the real true me has not changed, really, because I've been wearing this my whole life. And this sort of style has supported every section of my life, you know, from right now being a mom to being in my 20s and traveling a ton and, you know, being on set a lot, which still applies today, this way of dressing very much suits me. I think the only thing that's changed is probably my my anxiety of like putting something on and going, oh, I don't know if I like that. A lot of times I don't even look in the mirror. I just walk out the door.
Really?
Yeah.
So many people say that.
Yeah.
I wish I could be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm always like the one catching a glimpse of myself.
Just
like,
a glimpse,
like an insecurity thing. Just like, I'm always like not sure if I'm comfortable in my outfit. So I study it, but it's great to just have that freedom to just be like, I'm not looking in the mirror.
I think becoming a mother and having so many other things, you know, I guess that kind of takes up a lot of brain space.
Yes.
I think that has a lot to do with it.
I had a baby 9 months ago.
Oh my gosh, you look amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I did not look like that after 9 months, but.
Really?
No, I mean, not at all. I was one of those girls that held on to all that extra stuff.
Well, my brain's holding on to a lot of extra stuff. Let's put it that way. But I do feel like my style, somebody asked me recently if my style has changed since having a baby. And my answer was no.
No.
Like, absolutely not. Yeah. No. Like, everything that I'm into, was into, I'm still into. Mm-hmm. Like, whether it's a bit, I don't think women have to change their style after having kids. But I do notice that it has become a lot more practical. Like,
practical.
I'll still wear things that feel like me and I love like a big shoulder or like a vintage piece, but I do find that I'm so much more comfortable wearing that with a pair of sneakers now.
Yeah.
Whereas I never did. I was so insecure about my height my whole life that I would never wear sneakers and I would always put on a boot or a heel.
Interesting.
And now I'm like, I'm running around with this baby.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, where am I going in a heel? Like,
and you won't catch him in your heels.
No, I can't catch him in my sneakers.
That's so true.
Yeah,
that's
I'm just so always true. Interested with women about motherhood and fashion and whether that sort of, because I know it changes who you are fundamentally, but how it changes the way you get dressed.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, so talking about just like body image, I know my body changed pretty drastically for me. Like I got a lot bigger. My breasts got a lot bigger. I nursed both my kids for a while. If I definitely had, and I'm sure it was insecurity for sure, but it was also really trying to understand like, is my body going to go back? Like, and it didn't happen quickly for me at all. Like it took me probably, with Harper, it took me probably 2 years, I want to say, for me to go back to pretty much normal, you know, but it's not exact, but definitely feeling more me before Harper. It took 2 years, you know, and it was pretty much the same with Holt too. And that was 5 years later. And here I am having my second child in my 40s, which was a huge difference as well.
I feel like it never goes back to the way it was exactly.
No. Of course not.
Like not even having to do with like large or small. Like I notice like, sure, some pairs of my jeans will zip, but they do not look the same.
No.
Like they just don't.
Your body is morphed and shifted so drastically inside and out.
Yeah.
And I had to keep reminding myself of that.
How long have you been married?
We just celebrated 14 years of marriage and
congrats.
Thanks. And we've been together for almost 16.
So. What'd you wear to your wedding?
I did Vera Wang. Very classic again, like very much me, simple, all lace. I kind of wanted the sort of old school Cinderella sort of moment. I wanted my dad to walk me down the aisle. I wanted to wear a big veil. I'm glad. I like everything about it. I look at it still after 14 years. It holds up.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sort of a lot of the things that, you know, there might be some hair moments that I definitely regret in my past, but most of the stuff I'm like, and a couple bustiers that I wore that I was like, oh, I don't know about that, Tiff. But most of the stuff I'm like, that wasn't too bad.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
I feel like when you were just starting on 90210, your hair was like a thing. I feel
I
like
cut
people
my hair really short.
Still reference the like Valerie bob.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good bob.
Well, my thought process was, here I was coming from one very popular show with one very popular character that people, you know, knew very well. And I wanted to do something totally different.
So that was your choice to cut
your
hair.
Yes, it was my choice. Yes. And I chopped it.
I see it all over, like when I look at Pinterest for hair inspo, whenever I Google, like in Pinterest, when I look up like bobs, yeah. Val always comes up.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because it's a really good one. It's like very, I feel like it's great. Very much back too.
He was
it's
my
like
hairdresser short. For a very long time.
Who wasn't?
His name is Dusty Symington, and he is, he's a genius. He really is. He is a genius. He's the one who took me from brunette to blonde to back brunette.
Do you ever work now with a stylist or do you dress yourself?
For special occasions, I do. If I need it, yeah, absolutely. And there's a few people that I love working with that I've worked with for a while. But I'm always, you know, I'm always up to working with new people too. So, but on a normal basis, you know, I mean, I dress myself.
Have you ever had a moment again since sort of the can moment that you felt as... I don't know if I want to say connected to fashion, but that did sound, I mean, getting dressed
by. Oh my gosh, it was, well, and then we actually had the New York premiere, I want to say like a week or two later. And he also, Giorgio Armani, dressed me.
For that too.
For that as well.
Oh, wow.
And it was absolutely beautiful, very different. It was dark navy, strapless dress that had, it almost looked like leaves coming out. And I wore all my hair back. And my hair was actually shorter. I had cut it. I had cut it because I was going to be starting a new show called Fastlane on Fox. And so I was actually in New York for both that premiere and the upfronts for that new show. And I cut my hair off very, very short. And I was working out a lot back then. Like I was really into working out. So my body was definitely very sporty almost, you know, at the time for me. But I loved that look because it was, again, sort of a bright lip, a very form-fitting, but, you know, very classy, strapless navy dress. And I loved it. Felt very, very powerful. I felt sexy, but I felt very powerful too.
One of the women that I interviewed for the show is a chef, and she'd had a new cookbook come out. And we talked a lot about the thought process that went into what she wore on the cover. I was wondering,
oh yeah,
because for you, how you chose what to wear on the cover of your cookbook. Mm-hmm.
It's me. I mean, it's very me. A history of that cover, actually, that was, I think we shot 5 different covers at 2 different times. So
I'm looking at it now.
It's
so cute. It's just a white blouse.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's Love Shack Fancy.
It
was Love Shack Fancy, and I just had jeans on.
Super California.
Super California, very me.
And you wanted it to feel, obviously, authentically you.
Very much.
Do you think?
I think that's where people relate to me, just because I grew up in their homes. Aaron Spelling told me this a long time ago. He said, people who have, you know, a popular TV show, it's very different than, say, like a movie star like Julia Roberts or, you know, Sharon Stone or whatever. When you're seeing them, they're on a huge screen in a movie theater, right? You're going to have this experience, you know, at a movie theater. For a TV person, you're in somebody's home.
Every week.
And he goes, so that's why people, you know, have almost a bigger connection to TV, you know, actors than movie stars, because you're literally watching them in the comfort of your own home.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. He was totally right. He was so right about that. So, you know, I never, you know, I'm not a chef. I've never claimed that I am. I'm a home cook. I love to cook and I love to have fun in the kitchen. And I grew up, you know, cooking with the women in my family. So I wasn't going to put myself on a cover with, you know, a chef coat or like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Or like in something so fancy
a
that
gown.
I would never, yeah, of course not, you know, like, That's where like I would be different than say Chrissy Teigen, you know, like because fashion is such a huge part of, you know, of her sell as well, that it would look weird if I did that.
So I want to go back to 90210 for 1 second, because I don't even want to talk about the show, but I'm curious. So there's this podcast and I'm curious if you've ever heard of it.
What?
It's called Again With This.
No, I don't.
Oh my God. Okay.
Now I'm going to though. Wait. As soon as I get in the car.
My dream has been to meet somebody from 90210 only to ask them about this.
Okay.
So it's a podcast.
Okay.
And it started by two women that were television critics, like online critics.
Okay.
They're friends. They're hilariously funny.
Okay.
And what they do is they recap that show episode by episode.
Just 90210?
They just started doing Melrose, okay. But it's just 90210. I think their plan is probably to continue doing it with a lot of shows, but 90210 has like 40,000 seasons and like every season has like 40,000 episodes. So I think they started this in like 2015 and it's still going.
Yeah.
So it's funny. Like my Xanax.
Okay.
Like when I'm nervous or I listen to it. So they hate every character on the show except Val.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You should really give it a listen. It's very funny. But they...
And why Val?
They love that character. They think that she was like, not character assassinated, but they think that that the people making the show couldn't figure out exactly what to do with her in some ways because she was... Obviously, like a little bit of a bad girl, right?
That's what they wanted.
But she was also really nice and clearly cared about her friends. But then they would turn around and she would do things like stealing someone's boyfriend. They just get so frustrated because they love the character.
Yeah.
But it's so interesting to listen to it in the context of all the other characters because they're just like, shut up, Brandon. Like, shut up, Dylan. You're so annoying, Kelly. Like, and they're just like, it's just really interesting. So I think you should listen to it. I think you'd get a kick out of it. I also want to talk about Alexa and Katie.
Yeah.
So that's a show that you've been doing. How many seasons?
We just basically finished our last fourth season just a couple of weeks ago.
And the premise of the show is really
sweet.
It's like sad.
It is.
Do you want to explain it really quickly?
Yes. Yeah, so it's called Alexa and Katie. It's about two basically best friends. They are basically embarking into high school and... they are typical teenage girls. The only thing untypical to a certain degree is the daughter, you know, of basically Alexa, who's my daughter on the show, has been diagnosed with cancer. And so the premise of the show really came from the creator, Heather Wordham, who her sister was diagnosed with cancer. And she also watched a newscast about a best friend shaving her head in solidarity for her girlfriend, her best friend, who was starting chemotherapy. And she was just amazed that a young girl, especially during those very formative years when appearance is such a huge part of, you know, going into high school and, you know, boys and being accepted and all those things, that she would do that to really kind of support her best friend. And so she created this amazing show about these two girls going through that very same thing. And just how, you know, I think most people can say they've been touched by cancer somehow, whether it's a relative, a friend, and really kind of just showcasing that people live with this. Like, this is, you know, crazy enough. You know, we're trying everything we can to, you know, find the cure for it. But people live with this every day. And as I've gotten older, I have quite a few friends who have gone through it. So I think it was neat to see a show that you would normally probably see as more of a drama to be light and showing the kind of perseverance that this young girl has about how, yes, she's worried about fighting for her life, but at the same time, she's also worried about the normal things that happen in high school, you know?
Does your daughter watch the show?
She loves it.
Does she?
She's obsessed, yes.
That's awesome.
She absolutely loves it. Yeah. I mean, she's right at that sweet spot at that age where, you know, she's starting to watch those kind of shows. And she, you know, of course, and it's not because of me, it's because of, she loves the girls on the show, Paris and Isabel. Yeah.
Have your kids watched any of your other shows?
Harper watched like maybe a half season of Saved by the Bell at first.
Did she like care? Or was she like, what is this?
She cares. I think she laughed more than anything. By seeing me, you know, at that age and, you know.
Right, like, oh my doing, God, yeah, what is my mom doing?
Exactly. You know, and I'm still, we're still very friendly with Mark Paul. So she, of course, knows
we'll see him.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course. So, and Mario too. So, so it's more, it was more comical for her than anything.
That's so funny.
She wasn't as like into it as she is Alexa and Katie.
Yeah. Well, I feel like the storylines are like, for like a 9-year-old today, she might be like, I think it's what is happening?
Boring.
Wait, like, why are you guys lost in the mall? Like, I don't get it.
It's not the same. It doesn't hold up as it did. I feel like it didn't interest her that much. Funny enough.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
A lot of dance contests in like the max, like a 9-year-old is like, what is this?
No, and of course she's way too young for 90210. So that'll be a long time for that.
Yes.
And then my cooking show, she of course would watch and she was on a few times. I feel like that's one network, you know, a couple networks that you can have on all the time.
Yep.
She watches all the Netflix, you know, food shows too, like Sugar Rush, my friend Candace is on, and I got to do an episode of that. So she's very excited about that. So shows like that she loves to watch too.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then I want to do a really quick speed round.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you some questions and just say the first thing that comes to your head, okay?
Got it.
What's the last thing that you bought?
This bag.
What kind of bag is it?
Oh, it's so pretty. I don't even know. See, I'm not a big label person.
Oh, I love it.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yes.
I have to actually pick it up too. This is my favorite part.
It's like a pebbled black leather tote. Mm.
And it's like got some weight to it, but like not overly done. I love it.
What is your favorite TV show of all time?
Favorite TV show of all time? Seinfeld.
What was your first concert?
Michael Jackson.
Ooh, where?
It wasn't here. I want to say it was in Florida. Probably because I was dating one of the dancers. So I got to see a lot of those concerts.
What would be your last meal on earth?
Oh, the most amazing charcuterie board with a big bottle of wine.
And how do you fall asleep at night?
My unwinding is usually, it's hard. It's kind of different every night because being a mom, like when the kids come home from school and if I'm offset, you know, it's all about them. I wrote a children's book with my husband about, you know, us being on our phones and being so not present a lot of the times, you know, because everybody expects us to get back to them right away. And so in our house, it's very much, we really try to unplug truly when the children are around. So at night, it's either like last night, you know, I watched a documentary with my husband and it was really about us watching something together and connecting the two of us. But a lot of times I find, I get very work mode, you know, at night. So, you know, I'll return my emails or I really start to get kind of creative, you know, with menus or ideas. If I have a shoot, like I have a shoot next week and I was working with that. So it just depends. I'm working on another book. So I've been doing a lot of that at night. I guess my unwinding is really just, again, it's different. Usually a glass of wine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like
that's,
same.
I will say that. I mean, that's a ritual.
Same.
There's probably not a night that I don't have a glass of wine.
Yeah, I feel like that's the ultimate. And I also feel like after I had a baby, I'm like needing that glass of wine more than I did before.
Oh, and it just gets worse.
Oh, I can just imagine. And then my last question is, what era do you identify most with fashion style-wise?
I would say probably the 90s for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Because that was like my...
That was yours.
It was the 90s girl. Yeah, definitely. For sure. And I love that we're living it again, you know? I love that I have all those wedgies in my closet. It's so great. I should have just kept them.
Do you ever wear... When I watch old 90210s, I notice that... I think it's your character, but... Because it was trendy at the time. And I don't think I did it, but my friends did it, where you would leave like the top button open.
Oh, that was me.
That was you.
I started that.
You started it?
I started it. I definitely did. Yep. I must have seen it somewhere, But I was...
That was a real thing.
But I was the one who started it on the show. And then some of the other girls started doing it after.
It's yeah. so funny.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that funny?
You don't do that anymore.
I don't. No. I don't even wear crop tops anymore. I can't.
Thank you so, so much. Oh, this was so nice.
Insane. This was so fun.
What I Wore When is a production of Glamour and iHeartRadio, with new episodes dropping every Monday. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. I'm your host, Glamour Digital Director Perry Samitin. Follow me on Instagram at Perry Samitin, PerrieSamotin. Our executive producer is Ali Perry, and our producers are Glamour's Kim Fasaro and iHeart's JJ Posway. What I Wore When is engineered by Emily Marinoff and Derek Clements. Special thanks to Julie Shen and Deanna Buckman at Condé Nast. For more information on today's episode, go to glamour.com/whatiworewhen.